Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with our co-host, really the star of the program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Welcome, Fred, to the show today, who is wearing an N95. No, actually, it's a painter's mask.
No, it's a painter's hat that
painter's
I found.
Painter's mask, yeah.
I found in the garage. So I'm in sympathy with everybody who thinks that we should be wearing these face masks.
Now, you got yelled at in a parking lot near your house. Is that correct?
This is the reason I'm wearing this.
What happened?
Well, as comical as it was, I won't go through those particulars, but as comical as it was, on further review, I decided that, you know what? This is a tough time for a lot of people, and I'm gonna be in sympathy, and I'm gonna acknowledge that it's probably wise to do this. Second of all, the store that I go into said that if you don't put a mask on, we're gonna ask you to leave.
So now you gotta have this.
So
mask.
Now I have to have a mask on.
Yeah,
but let me ask you a question,
please.
Do you feel safer now with me?
I actually do, actually, right now. And especially, I think you had some of that garlic chicken for lunch or something, which is really helpful right now. It's good.
I haven't solved the battle of exhaling and fogging up my glasses. That's a problem.
So. My daughter said the same thing. She went into the store with the mask on, and she says, you go in there, and when you exhale, it fogs up the glasses, and you can't see where you're going.
So yeah, you sometimes buy the wrong stuff. You buy the wrong stuff.
That's very true. Yeah. So you're going to wear this on the show today.
I may be here the whole show with this.
We're going to see how this goes. Now, here's the deal.
But let me ask you a question. You have to answer my question.
Please.
Do I make you feel more comfortable?
Yes, you do. I am more secure. I feel much more secure.
Good.
And you and I are about 20 feet apart from each other here, 15 feet anyway.
No, yeah, 15.
15 feet. And so I feel more secure over here. Just back a little more, get into Pasadena, we'll have it. Let me remind everybody, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and you can always email. And we're going to get to the emails on the show today. We got a lot of things to talk about, but the email address for you to launch into to get to Fred is FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's Fred, Dreyer, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. As the coronavirus continues to affect us all, especially older people and those with underlying health conditions, AARP is here, actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing updated information and tips from trusted sources. We're hosting weekly teletown halls with the nation's top health experts, advocating on your behalf with national and local lawmakers to help secure sufficient resources to meet people's needs, sharing tools to protect you and your family from fraud, and creating resources for family caregivers everywhere to help keep them and their loved ones safe and healthy. For more than 60 years, we've been here to educate, serve, and fight for older Americans. Today, you can count on AARP more than ever. Join us. We may be apart, but we don't have to be alone. Stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the Samsung Galaxy S25G. Lease it for just $0 a month when you switch. And when you shop on Sprint.com, you'll get a $100 prepaid MasterCard, too. For now, Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. $0 a month after $41.67 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease, new line activation, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. 5G coverage limited in select cities. $100 requires port and online registration. Member FDIC, ships after 45 days. Offer everywhere. Taxes and restrictions apply.
From roof to foundation, the damage to your home can be devastating from clogged gutters, leaking roofs, rotting wood and fascia, and flooded basements. Protect your entire home with Leaf Filter, the nation's number one rated gutter protection system.
One of the things that I like the most is that I don't have to get back on the ladder anymore.
Leaf Filter starts by cleaning, sealing, and realigning your gutters. We then install our micro mesh screen over your existing gutters, which is guaranteed to filter out everything except for water.
Trying other products is what made us finally go to Leaf Filter.
And Leaf Filter's lifetime transferable warranty makes it an extraordinary value.
Leaf Filter is going to make my home more valuable, especially when I go to sell it.
Call 833-287-3435 or go to GetLeafFilter.com for your free gutter inspection and estimate. Call 833-287-3435 or visit GetLeafFilter.com.
Back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the star of Hunter, Land's End. So many great films and things on there. And recently, on a year ago, on the NCIS show, with a great episode, you and I watched it the other day, and I thought it was excellent. Fred, you're a motivator. We want to talk sports on the show. And I'm watching things. I'm tired of the news because it's like scare tactic after scare tactic. So I've been watching some of the channels that show the old Westerns, you know, that they're out there, the Stars and the network that's there, and Epic and Stars. And they have the Western channel. I watch Hopalong Cassidy, George Montgomery, all the good ones in
there. Furniture Maker.
I watched Clint Eastwood and Lee Van Cleef, a few dollars more. And so then I turned over to baseball. We broadcast from Hollywood, California, so there was a Dodger special on about the 1988 Dodgers. Here's the thing.
Another episode of
Let me set this up. Fred Clair takes over as general manager of the Dodgers after Al Campanis has his problems there with the Nightline and Ted Koppel. Yep. Fred Clair comes in. Dodgers end up in fourth place in 87. He's got to rebuild the team. He goes out and starts getting some players that maybe, not really superstars, but he does. He's able to sign a free agent in Kurt Gibson. And Kurt joins the team, and it's spring training, and somebody's having fun. They put shoe black on Kurt Gibson's hat. He puts it on. He does not think it's funny. He's ticked off. He wants to win, win, win. He's focused. That's all. He's a football player. He's a baseball player. He just plays to win, and he gets upset. And so number one in motivation, he just takes it to the team and says, look, I'm leaving this squad unless the guy who put that shoe black on my hat comes and talks to me so I can pound him a little bit. And he was going to beat the guy up. At least he was going to talk to him.
Beat him up.
He's going to talk to him. You know, and so Timeless sort of talks to him. They get over that hurdle, and the team stops goofing around. You were on a Hollywood team in the Rams. Is there a tendency when you're in Los Angeles or in Hollywood to goof off a little more and get into the celebrity lifestyle?
No.
You still focus. You do. But, I mean, were there other
No. Guys? I mean, that's a misnomer for people who are on the outside,
okay,
who want to try to create, the Hollywood Rams or the or a team that is smitten with their own publicity.
All right, good to know.
You can do that no matter where you are, what team you're on.
You can get into that crazy lifestyle.
But tying back into this this stunt. I think Jesse Orosco was the guy.
Who did it,
the
actually.
Pitcher that put the eye block.
They didn't say it on the special, but that's what I had heard.
But that's what it was. Yeah. It was Jesse Orosco put the eye black on the inside of the helmet, of his baseball cap lining. So when he put the hat on, he had a ring around his forehead. And you know, baseball players, man, come on. They don't have that. They don't have a lot to do. You know, you take batting practice and then go out in center field and look like they're stretching. That's the big challenge to being a baseball
player.
But
he was different, though. He would just shout at the reporters, you've seen enough batting practice, because he would, you know, they started to run and sprint on the Dodgers. Orosco was one of the guys that Fred Clair got. So now we get into the season, and the team starts to gel a little bit. They, Steve Sachs, first bat of the new season, hits a home run. He normally doesn't hit home runs. Kind of sets the tone. The Dodgers have this great year. They win the World Series, but along the way, Oral Hershiser develops as a master pitcher. He was good, but he becomes excellent. Beats Don Drysdale's 59 2/3 scoreless innings with a new record. And before he does that, Tommy Lasorda pulls Oral Hershiser into the dugout and says, you know what? He says, you're scared. You look scared all the time. You're scared. And he says, and I don't like your name. I don't like Oral. Nobody likes it if they're going to announce the Oral Hershiser. He says, from now on, you're going to be known as Bulldog. And so Hershiser doesn't like that nickname, but he starts thinking about it. And when he becomes to the park to do his pitching for the day, he puts on that bulldog face and things change for him. How important is it for a coach when you played football or a manager in baseball to be able to look into each individual player and maybe give them something to grasp onto, like Tommy Lasorda did for Oral Hershiser, calling him Bulldog?
Well, look, that's unique to the sport of baseball. It's because it's a different homespun feel. Major League Baseball, football, you're there, and everybody. You don't rely on coaches to give you pep talks.
You don't.
No, they do. I mean, they want to, because, and that's okay, because, you know, if I'm a player on a team that has a coach that comes up and gives you a pep talk and gives you his honest, heartfelt opinions about the team and about what it takes to win, I mean, that's his job, is to make sure the team wins. So if this is what's going to help him prepare himself to get us ready, I give that to him. But you're not really looking forward to going to practice every day looking for those special words that will motivate and fire you up to perform above and beyond. You know, baseball is different because it's a more homespun, toothpick chomping, sit on the dugout, order a pizza in a bullpen type of a sport, you know.
Okay, so a little more in baseball than in football, but yet it depends on the player, too. Some players, you can't tell them anything, right?
Yes, yeah. Well, of course, yeah.
Hershiser was a nice guy and everything, but he got a game face on, became the Bulldog when he pitched.
I've heard many coaches, football coaches, praise players because they didn't have to spend time worrying about getting them ready to play. You know, you're left to your own devices. It's a contact sport. You know, if baseball players were in a position to hit each other, hit the opposing team, if it was a physical sport like that,
used to be, not anymore.
Well, you would be more prone to understanding that, you know, the coach has a specific role to play in terms of getting the team ready to play, no matter what the situation is. But, you know, nowadays, look, I mean, we're going to do another thing here about the Hard Knocks Rams, you know,
yeah.
But you'll get what I'm talking about. But most of this stuff is basically you're on your own when you show up. And I speak as a football player.
Right.
And I speak to it about, you know, because we talk, you know, you get coaches. Some guys, you know, are fiery. Some coaches are, you know, they think that they're going to be the reason that you win. Or they think that maybe a player who is not performing, or they think he's not performing up to snuff, they say, you know what, I bet you if I just talked to him and encouraged him and do my thing with the player, that it'll turn around. And sometimes it does, but it's that's not the rule.
And even on that Dodgers team, you didn't have to motivate Kirk Gibson as much as you did maybe an Oral Hershiser when he was acting a little nervous. But once you get into it, you really do motivate yourselves. Bulldog helped Hershiser, you know, maybe the Shoe Black helped the Kirk Gibson. Definitely Tommy Lasorda got him amped up to maybe Gibson saying, I'm going to try one shot here in the 88 World Series and hit that home run out of the park.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's fine. But players play, coaches coach, and never the twain shall meet.
More in the Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. We call him Sultan. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The Sultan of safeties. And, of course, the acting legend from Hunter and so many other great shows, including NCIS. So, Fred Dreyer, we got football news with your old team here. Of course, you signed and started out with the New York Giants. They had a breath of fresh air with the New England Patriots, and we're almost playing for them, but then you went and got your own deal going with the Rams. And that Hard Knock show on HBO, apparently they're going to feature the Rams again. They did it about 4 years ago when the Rams came to L.A. and Jeff Fisher was the coach and had all that stuff going on. And now HBO's Hard Knocks is going to take another look at the Rams and start with their training camp. Along with the Chargers, because they share training camp, and they're also going to be sharing their brand new stadium. So it's going to feature the Rams and the Chargers. What do you think?
Well, they should name it nowadays, because there's nothing going on in training camps with any of these teams,
right,
including the Rams. They should name it like a sleepy time picnic time.
Sleepy time, picnic time?
Yeah, they should really put it really what it is, because as you know, you and I went there, and we were very disappointed that there's no Hard Knocks. There's nothing hard about anything. Nobody hits. Nobody tackles.
Right.
They have one practice a day.
Right.
Players are hanging around, talking with one another, and they're texting, and they're doing all these other types of things. They're doing everything to completely the opposite of what you think pro football teams do in the summertime.
Yeah.
And so to name it Hard Knocks, it's like that's the way it used to be. How old is this idea? 10 years?
This is they've is been this? Doing this for a while. I think, I don't know. They had what have they had? They've maybe about 7 years. I think something like that. They've been featuring this thing. They've followed the Rams. They followed a few other teams with this. You know that they've got going on the Hard Knocks. So
yeah, well. The sad part about this is it's you've got some players who are eager for this. You know, you're in a culture that today where everything is on camera. You get in a fender bender in an intersection, that thing is all over the world in 15 seconds. You know, so anything that you do, especially this, if you have Hard Knocks, you've got what is it? Who's going to put it on?
HBO is doing
HBO,
this.
Yeah. Okay, yep. HBO is going to do it, and they're going to film people. And it used to be it had more weight and more power before social media hit. Now that there's social media,
you get the inside look anyway. You're right.
You don't need to turn to HBO to get the school of Hard Knocks.
Well, they followed what they followed. They had John Gruden last year, I think.
Yeah, sure.
Rex Ryan, it was 2010. So it's about a 10-year-old series at least.
But it's passe, and here's the other thing: you're not seeing anything. There's nothing to see.
Will they be doing, arm bumps or something because of the coronavirus pandemic?
Maybe that's what they'll be doing.
Wait, will they?
Arm bumps.
Arm bumps or whatever, maybe, you know?
Yeah, maybe. But it's
they got a new stadium. What is it, SoFi Stadium? Is that what it is?
Yeah, they have a stadium there. I guess they're going to walk around there and show people the new stadium. That would probably be the best way to do it.
Gurley is gone. Clay Matthews, Dante Flowers, Eric Weddle, Corey Littleton, Greg Zuerlein, Wade Phillips, Bum Phillips, good ball team, good ball club. His kid is gone. Wade is gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
And they got some new faces, Kevin O'Connell. There's a few other people there.
I have no idea who these people are, but...
Well, we'll find out on the show Hard Knocks.
But the point is, you know, they're going to... It's a school of Hard Knocks, and the subject is news stories that come out of a pro football camp. It's certainly not the fact that, you know, man, we got 10 days of two-a-days, twice a day, hitting in the morning, light.
That's the old school. And then we've got
scrimmaging and a lot and skeleton work. In the afternoons, and the afternoons were this. You had to go back after lunch and get your rest, because you knew when you show up, you walk into the locker room and you'd see the bulletin board. You'll see a chart up there that tells you exactly what's going to happen that day, including you.
Yeah.
So you know what your group is doing and what you're doing, and most of the time it's for defensive linemen. You're doing short yardage. You're having a 7-on-7 pass rush deal, and you know you're doing a lot of things that are really keep you focused and homed in. For your time that you spend in training camp. And so when the School of Hard Knocks comes out and says, you know, we want to get you guys doing some combat, they say, read the collective bargaining agreement. We're not doing any of that stuff because we don't have to. And so whatever you want to show us sitting over here underneath this tree, we can do that. You want to see us tell some jokes over here? You want to see us do some text work? How about that? You know, what would you like us to do? And if that's what they sold HBO, then, you know, okay, God bless them. But from my standpoint, I don't know what you're going to see unless you're going to see guys auditioning for rap albums. I don't know.
Well, it's going to be interesting. And again, the new stadium. Will this stadium, you know, we have our backdrop here of the new Rams stadium. Will it be ready to go with the corona pandemic that's out there right now? Has it slowed down construction at all? We'll have to see how it goes on. Now, another thing, the Rams have retained Michael Brockers. He was going to be traded to Baltimore. But then because of the coronavirus thing, they couldn't really check him out medically or whatever, so that deal fell through. So the Rams come back and they lock him into, you know, he may play the majority of his career like you did with one team with the Rams here, and he's kind of excited about that now.
Well, it's good. Maybe you can interview him, and, you know, this is an opportunity for how smart the interviewer
yes.
is. Do you like your coach? Well, maybe not too much. You know what they did, you know, what they did years ago with Jeff Fisher. You know, a lot of the guys told the guys Jeff Fisher was a dope.
Well, but he was featured in the Hard Knocks.
Yeah,
for God's
I know,
sakes.
But I mean, but that's also true. You know, you can turn the camera on, and you'd be surprised what comes out.
Gets changed when the camera's on, right? We'll have more for you straight ahead. Stay with us here. It's the Sports Lounge coming to you on SiriusXM Channel 211 Sports Byline and CRN Sports.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise. But I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's LINZESS.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We're back at the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. Time for some fan mail. You can email Fred always at freddreyer@crntalk.com. Teresa says, Fred, thank you for being there all these years and reading my email to you and your sports show. Stay safe. We love you. We're going to make it a hunter month at my house and make a one-month lockdown. Time well spent. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, there's a lot. Thank you, Teresa. You know, there's a lot of people out there binge-watching Hunter now that they're socked into the house. So this is a good thing.
I binge-watched your one episode of NCIS.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did
you
run
you.
It back?
It
you you, you run keep, it forward, then you run
I
it back?
I keep watching it all the time.
Do you run it in full speed or slow motion?
No, I do regular speed on it, too.
You do?
Yeah. Pam says, here's another photo. We got another photo from Laverne and Shirley episode in November of 1980 with, was it Jeff Severson and you on that thing?
That's Jeff, yeah.
Yeah, and Cindy Williams with Penny and Fred. So you were with Laverne and Shirley was with Jeff, and it was great fun hearing about Penny chewing on corn nuts while she and Fred were filming the episode. Definitely peculiar enough to remember almost 40 years later. Here's a better picture of that. We had a not that good a picture the week before, but there's Fred. Look at you in that bathing suit. We are on the...
I wanted a thong. I didn't have one.
We're on Facebook Live and Roku for you. You can see it. And they're on the beach there. And there's Jeff and there's you. And
Jeff, that's not a sweater he has on. That's
him, right?
That's him.
It's just... It's a little hairy there. It's good. Okay. Butch has emailed you. And Butch is saying... Fred, hopefully Major League Baseball does day games with all the people at home, afternoon ball games that'll pass the time and be a welcome distraction and give everyone something else to watch other than the bombardment of this virus situation on TV.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing. You know, it's a good point you make there, Butch. People are so fed up with this virus thing now, for that alone, you know, I would think that the TV people are realize that people are turning the television off the news reports of the virus. They want baseball. So let's get on with it.
Yeah, let's get on with the show and make it work. Pam says the Hunter producers used impressive vehicles often, Ferraris, Porsches, Jaguars, Rolls Royces, but there's one of you in your trademark 1977 Moss Green. She says she prefers Hunter Green. Dodge Monaco. You still use Chrysler products, don't you?
What do you mean?
Well, you drive a Chrysler.
Oh, I drive a Chrysler.
All right. Email Fred at freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Your business ideas need room to run wild. But there's no room for error when you're raising the bar. A reliable partner can make a real difference. That's the role of a realtor. An irreplaceable expert who represents your values. A reassuring voice of reason, helping you research and reach the right decisions. So you can run your business without running the risk. Is your agent a realtor? Look for the R. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
The TVS Television Network, for decades your home for great sports TV, is back. You can watch six TVS sports channels now streaming on WatchYour.tv. It's free and it's on the internet as well as on Roku, Android, and iPhone and iPad apps. Watch TVS Sports Network, TVS Classic Sports Network, TVS Turbo Sports Network, TVS Women's Sports Network, TVS Tavern Sports Network, and TVS Boxing Network. That's TVS Television Network. Six free channels at WatchYour.tv.
From roof to foundation, the damage to your home can be devastating from clogged gutters, leaking roofs, and flooded basements. Protect your entire home with Leaf Filter. Leaf Filter's micromesh screen is guaranteed to filter out everything except for water.
It's protected my home. I love it.
Call 833-287-3434 or go to GetLeafFilter.com for your free gutter inspection and estimate. Visit GetLeafFilter.com.
April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. At the Michael J. Fox Foundation, our vision is a world without Parkinson's disease. For 20 years, we have acted with urgency and determination on behalf of the millions worldwide living with Parkinson's. And we won't stop until a cure is found. If you want to see a world without Parkinson's too, join us at MichaelJFox.org. Here, until Parkinson's isn't.
Are you a 1099 contractor, business owner, or self-employed? Then you need to hear this important message. Through the Coronavirus Relief Act, you may be entitled to an advance of up to $10,000. But if you are like most hardworking Americans, you don't have time to spend hours waiting on hold and digging through government paperwork. The good news is, you don't have to. SBA Coach has already done all the heavy lifting for you. Text SBA to 55444 and our two-minute survey will tell you if you qualify. Then get you started on our simple and easy application. Funds are limited, so don't miss your chance. Text SBA to 55444 or visit sbaquick.com to get your free qualification survey. We are here to help you apply to the SBA, but we are not connected or endorsed by the federal government or SBA. Again, text SBA to 55444 or visit sbaquick.com and get in line for the funding you need.
In the Sports Lounge, here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer. And if we
can
talk a little more here about the coronavirus pandemic and how it's affected sports, and everybody saying we should get back together. Major League Baseball, Fred Dreyer.
Yep.
Considering starting the season, they got a whole bunch of scenarios. This is not necessarily locked in, but one of the scenarios is after they canceled spring training, they're thinking about starting the season in one spot, like in Arizona.
Yeah.
And having everybody play. Now, there's a lot of stadiums there. A lot of the teams, half of the teams spring train in Arizona, the rest in Florida. The trouble with Florida is a lot of the areas are far apart, so you got to travel far to get to the different stadiums. In Arizona, they're all within maybe 20 miles of each other.
That's why the Dodgers moved there from Florida.
From Florida, because it's closer to L.A., and also you got all these other teams you can play around with. So they would start without a crowd, without fans in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
And then play maybe some double headers. What do you think of the importance of that? You think we should get it going? Baseball?
Well, yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for Major League Baseball to lead all the other franchises, all the other sports teams, and come up with a model that the players embrace. And I know it's difficult probably on the players to leave their families at home for a while. But look, that's part of the sport. I mean, that's, you know, you're not home all the time anyway. And so I think it's great that they have this idea put together. I think it could work. And believe me, if the players come out and are all for it and are enthusiastic about it, the television will get behind it and it'll be welcomed by everybody.
I mean, I'd be welcome. You want to see some games, right?
Yeah, sure.
And get something going.
Sure.
Now, here's the thing. Drew Brees, you know, he's not in baseball. He's in football. But he's saying that America, the people here need sports right now. He was on the Ellen Show and he said he's eager to get to the football season going on this fall.
Yep.
And he says he's going to compete against an NFC South rival in Tom Brady. He says we've got the division got better. He said he's got Tom Brady with the Tampa Bay Bucks now. Teddy Bridgewater played well with the Saints. Now quarterbacking for Carolina for the Panthers. Tom Brady, Matt Ryan, everybody. And so he says they're looking at things. And so I'm thinking if baseball gets underway, we'll miss the fans. I mean, a lot of people saying, you know, even Drew Brees was saying, you get tackled or whatever, and you wonder if you made a complete pass. You can hear the fans, and you know if it was a good play or a bad play. Same with you. Do you feed off that fan? Does that fan energy feed to you?
Well, it's interesting. We would go to teams. We would play at New Orleans in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, Superdome.
And they were not a very good team, but you could never tell that by the fans' response.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they really supported their team, and you could tell, you know, Archie Manning, I was talking to him during a TV timeout once, and I said, this is nothing.
That's Eli and Peyton Manning's dad for you youngsters.
Nothing, yeah. There's nothing like the Astrodome, you know, when it's really going good.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, this audience chews up more teams. You know, this fan base, these fans can really chew up an opposing team.
Some hotshot team comes in.
They jump on their quarterback. They make it tough to hear to hear the cadence.
Yep.
They boom and they rattle them. So you can imagine if you take all of that away and all you have is just the clanking around of the game.
Yep.
Then you really get the emphasis of how important playing in front of a bunch of people are.
Now, the baseball players are saying, and there's a little bit of blowback from the Players Association, some of the players saying, wait a minute, they're thinking of having, the players stay separate from their families, stay in hotels, because then they can go to the parks and come back, but they'll basically be cordoned off from interacting with their families, no crowds there, so they can keep the players pretty much safe, unless some player on the team contracts something, and they could start playing baseball, but they wouldn't be interacting with fans or their families or whatever. They'd be in hotels, come and play at these various stadiums in this 20-mile area.
Well, that's interesting because, you can think about it. Just go on the dark side of that. You've got how many teams in Major League Baseball? 30?
Yeah.
And you got them all sequestered in three or four different hotels in the area.
Yeah.
That leaves a lot of choices for people that may have some funny ideas.
Yeah, that's true.
But at the same time, you push through it, and I think it's a great idea. I'd really like to see it happen because I think
we need it.
It would really be uplifting for everybody.
I agree with Drew Brees, and I agree with we need to get something going on. You know, I've been watching a lot of TV, taking the old reruns of NCIS and watching you, for God's sakes. I must be really...
How did I do? I did pretty good.
You did pretty good. You were excellent in that. You actually, seriously, everybody, you got to check out that episode. He was excellent. We'll be back with more in the Sports Lounge.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Back in the Sports Lounge, here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. You know, we were talking about the series Hard Knocks and going to be filmed watching the Rams and the Chargers this year on HBO. And you, when you were on the team, one of the articles written was Coach Chuck Knox. It was with the Rams. Tell us the story, Fred, because they put a little philosophy together on this.
In 73, Chuck was hired to be the head coach. Chuck was a offensive line coach most of his career for the Jets and the Detroit Lions and so forth down the road. And so he was hired by Carol Rosenblum to come in, follow up on Tommy Prothro in 72. So the opening of training camp in 73, Chuck had his first training camp as the Rams head coach, right? So we had a pretty good group of people, but Chuck thought that we needed to do a little toughening up.
Yeah.
So his first training camp opened up with an article that I think it was Bob Oates. It might have been Bud Ferrillo. It might have been whoever the heck it was. Anyway, but they wrote an article called "The School of Hard Knocks."
Chuck Knox, Hard
named
Knox,
after Chuck Knox.
Yeah,
KNOX. So, it was the philosophy of what we need to get in shape. We're going to find out how many people are want to play for this team. You know, that type of thing.
Yep.
It's that what we were talking about earlier. The coach decides, I'm going to set the pace, I'm going to set the tone like he should.
Right.
And we're going to pound your brains in for about 14 two-a-days. And so that's what he did. And by the end of a week of that, the School of Hard Knocks, he pretty much had honed the team into. I can remember going to after games and not being tired at all. You know?
Why? Because you just had.
I was in such tremendous shape.
Got it.
So the idea was, let's see how fast you can run over there, Fred, and hit that guy.
And that was the idea of the training camp. And that they don't do that anywhere near that.
And that's the whole deal.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, your job as a defender is to seek and destroy, as it were, and you try to do that. Today it's over with. They've negotiated all of that stuff out of the sport. It's a shame.
Same with baseball, Fred. When I watched part of the Kirk Gibson mystique was he'd go out of the baselines to break up a double play. He was an ex-football player from school, from Michigan. And so he would come in and charge into the catcher and knock him over and challenge him. That made him a great player, and that's gone from baseball now.
And
you
not
can't
only
do that.
Is that gone, look what else it affected. It affected Tommy Lasorda running from the dugout out to second base to argue.
Yeah, you don't see that anymore.
You don't
either.
See any of that stuff anymore.
None of that. And they're saying if they bring baseball back to spring training, one other note on this, they're going to, instead of the umpire being that close to the batter, they're going to maybe use an electronic strike zone meter.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Now, what do you think about that? You're a pitcher. If you can master the strike zone, and it's the same for every game, you literally can pick off your corners if you know exactly, if you're really good, where the strike is going to be called. With a human umpire, you may not get that low strike or whatever.
They'll kill the sport.
It'll kill it, right?
It'll kill it.
It'll kill it.
Yeah.
Because it's going
to
be
all... They can't wait to negotiate the sport into oblivion. And that's what they do.
No more players. It'll just be robots. Westworld.
Look at this. Put it this way.
Yeah.
You've got 30 brain dead owners who don't know what to do with themselves in the off season. They sit around thinking about, you know, how can we improve the sport? How can I win the World Series without being accountable for it? How can I take an inferior team and beat a superior team? I know. I'll put a guy in center field with binoculars. I'll take my midget second baseman Altuve and put a microphone on his shirt, inside his shirt, and I'll do a bunch of stuff, and I'll cheat my way to the top, and I'll get away with it. And that's what they do. And at the same time, you've got all of these players, you know. I'm getting played a lot of money. I guess I shouldn't shoot my mouth off if I know anything. I should just be quiet because I'm getting $17 million a year to play right field, and I'm not going to say a thing. And there you have the slippery slope that destroys the sport.
Yeah, you know, the Mets had a simulation broadcast of a game on Tuesday night. And they had the broadcast booth, Gary Cohen, Keith Hernandez, Ron Darling were there. They called a video game matchup, supposed, between the Mets and the Houston Astros. And they couldn't wait to throw in a few digs, which I think is pretty good. So,
they know. Those guys know.
They said it almost feels like you're playing in the library because they were pretending like there was nobody in the stands. Mm-hmm. And then Cohen said, which would mean that any sound that might be emanating from a dugout, say the sound of a trash can being banged, would be quite formidable. So... That's what.
Now they got him. Now, if you're going to cheat, you got to now find a different way to do it.
Do it quietly. You got to do it.
You have to make a noise. Make it quietly. Didn't Stan Laurel say that to Oliver Hardy? If you're going to make a noise, make it quietly.
Probably. Well, Stanley.
Well.
Yeah. That's okay.
But you know, they should stop screwing around with the sport. Get back to playing baseball or football, wherever the hell it is, and stop screwing with the sport and punish cheating owners. That's the guy in Houston. Get rid of him.
Commissioner Fred Dreyer had those comments to make today. You'd be a good commissioner.
You bet I would.
You would take no prisoners there, Fred Dreyer. That's what
I bet I would.
You want to email Fred and give some comments? We love to do it. We'll be doing some emails for you. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, that's Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Stay with us. More in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lodge. I'm Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. And here in our final segment, Fred, apparently Tom Brady was on the Howard Stern show.
Mm-hmm.
And Howard asked him a lot about, he's talking about Coach Bill Belichick and a lot more. And they asked Tom what he was asked about, what he thought that he wouldn't have had success without Tom Belichick, who selected him in the sixth round back in the 2000 draft. Bill Belichick, I'm sorry. And he said, here's what Tom Brady said. I think it's pretty bleeping argument, actually, that people would say that because, again, I can't do his job and he can't do mine. He said, so the fact that you could say, would I be successful without him, the same level of success, I don't believe I would have been, but I feel the same vice versa as well. To have him allowed me to be the best I can be, so I'm grateful for that. I very much believe that he feels the same way about me because we've expressed that for each other. So it's kind of a dumb question, isn't it?
Who posited the question?
Howard Stern.
Yeah, but he's paraphrasing somebody else.
Tom Brady is answering the question, like, did Bill Belichick, was he
no,
the,
I understand,
the reason
but
for
where
his
did
success?
It who asked it?
It was Howard Stern on the Howard Stern show.
But he's saying he hears that.
Maybe, I don't know, but that's the question that was asked of Tom Brady.
Okay. Look, he's... the toughest thing there is for the athletes is to have to come up with answers for stupid things like that. That's a stupid question.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You've had a lot of those questions in the locker
room. Well, everybody does. People who don't have the experience don't know what it is. You have to. It's tough to tolerate that crap for 20 years. I mean, he's, I'm surprised I'm surprised he did the show with him.
Well, he did.
Did he start talking about his wife?
They talked a lot of stuff over there. Well, we'll have more on this for you.
Let's see.
We got to get out of here for you and remind you to follow Fred on Facebook, on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you.
Good luck, Tom.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.